I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much. I'm feeling kind of worn out, all this checking the boxes, trying to be flawless. Heavy spin in my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, that God wants more than just my love. But I've been complicating things, it's just like me, it's a whole better thing. You gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, cause it all comes down to this. I got love people, believe in the one that keeps breaking. But if we want to find a way to change it, it all comes down to this. I got love people, all the freedom. Is it the kingdom? Knowing life will be found when love can be love, and love is what it's all about. I tell myself to keep this up, that all God wants is just my love. No more complicated things, no more needs to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, cause it all comes down to this. I've got love people, believing in a world that keeps breaking. But if we want to find a way to change it, it all comes down to this. I've got love people. Love is patient, love is kind. Rescue hearts and change its life. Love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it real simple.
Roll down the windows, set your campfire away. Good Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah. These are the songs that carried us. It washed as wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Listen,
watch it. I said there is power.
Power.
Yeah. You know this, listen. And there is healing. Yeah. It's in the blood. You can find it in the blood of Jesus. There's healing. Yeah. Yeah. It's in the blood. And just in case the devil stole it from you, there is joy. Joy. And it's in the blood. For telling me I can find joy, wonder working, yeah, in the presence. Now, listen, tell me, what can wash away your sins? Yeah, I got some testimonies on this side.
Oh, Good morning to all Jesus believers all over the world. I thank God. I'm just so grateful to God, and I thank good morning, Minister Hill.
Good morning, Dr. Erica, and good morning, Jesus believers. You should have kept on praising him, because I'm just as thankful. We all got our reasons to be thankful. Everybody has a reason.
Yeah.
I just hope everybody know that. I know everybody on this line do, but sometimes we have to make other people see that they got a reason to praise the Lord. So I got to go on this morning. So I'm gonna go ahead and do the communion. All hearts and minds are clear.
Yeah.
But again, I start with verse 27 of 1 Corinthians 11. Wherefore, whoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Verse 23, all hearts and minds clear. Amen.
Amen.
For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And I had a word, but I got so into this book, I didn't look up my scriptures. So
I know. Okay.
I won't have to do it next Thursday. I am okay. Okay. Amen.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I guess some others of y'all get your books. You know, just start reading. I'm sorry, Minister Hill, were you finished?
Yes, ma'am. I'm done.
Okay. Let me tell you what's happening. The cutoff, how can I say this? Somebody post in the chat room what book we talking about, so that Tammy Freeman can know. Okay, Sandra. Look, the cutoff. I cut it off. Do not, until I tell you later, no more of what I'm going to get for you all. It's a few more. We probably end up buying a whole bunch, but I have to cut it off right now because, you know, I thank you for the donations. I told you what I'm paying as $100 for each one. I got that. I'm not talking about money. Now I have a logistics problem because you all have overdone. I'm almost scared to tell the ministry I need 20 more. So I'm just going to wait until after I get, and I already put a workload on them. Because, see, none of this, God did this. He did it unexpectedly, but he knows that whenever he tells me to do something, I'm going to do it right away. And so I have, you know, I kind of like taxed them, but I know that with, you know, a little bit more time, this is the first order. But as far as me bringing it back, the cutter, I've cut it off. Now, cut it off until I can go and pick up the first order and bring it back and get it to you. Some of you getting it with your Christmas stuff. You know I'm behind schedule. But you know what happened with that UPS truck thing, hijack. So God is asking you to exercise a little patience. But when I come back, I'm coming back with the first load. And I think I got a Tedliner that I could send with a truck to get load number two, to get another load. So I had no idea, but God knew, because God knows. I love having, if you've been here, you know on the walls I have art depicting stories out the Bible and stuff like that. And I got a child's full armor set on the wall. Because everywhere I walk, everywhere I look around here, I want Jesus to be manifest in my mind. And that's how I keep my mind stayed on Jesus. I have things that remind me, that take my mind to Jesus in any direction I walk in this sanctuary, down the halls, or over in the fellowship hall. So, please do not send me any more money for, and when the, once the people get them, I know you're going to be so happy and, you know, you're going to say, oh, man, God loved me so much. He gave me this point of contact for my faith. Amen. And I'm so happy I listened to God, because I had an appointment for yesterday and today. And glory be to God, I'm so happy I didn't miss it. You see, I got a word for you too. I stayed up from about 3 o'clock this morning typing it. And what it is, God brought back from my old teaching, from my days at ORU, and when I was there, you know, on campus, and God brought back some teaching from Dr. Oral Roberts, just clear as day. He put it in my mind, and it was a message that God had given Dr. Oral Roberts and Charles Capps. Had the same message, because that's the way God does it, see? All these modern, you guys, you youngsters, you think, oh, I got this, and God gave this to me only. That's when you better watch out, and that's when you better check it out. Ain't nobody else got that. Oh, no, God. Uh-uh. Nope. God wants us to have ever-increasing faith in his word, and now you know how old his word is. And you know how old these demons are. The thing is, the demons been using old stuff on young people, and so many of us have missed it. Missed it. But you know what? God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Uh-oh. And all these things shall be added unto you. God's word is true. You hear me? God's word is true. Now, by me waiting, it's a mother and son. The appointment was with a mother and a son, but it was really the son been on this. It's a Jesus believer. Ted Liner, Spirit Warfighter. Okay, that's how long he been kind of like in the background. So, but with them coming, you know what God did? God is giving us another mission. Mission number two. But mission number two is predicated on mission number one, which is me going where I got to go to pick up what I got to get it back here and get it in your hands. As a matter of fact, it might be some of you on my way back, I'm going to drop it off at your house. Because it look like it don't make sense when I'm near some of your houses to bring it all the way home and then have to pay to send it back. So I'm going to see how the Lord leads me with this. But God has given us a mission. God has put a mission in front of us. And I got to tell you what it is. You know, another mission possible? Mission possible. Okay. God wants us to believe him. Another mission possible. To see creative miracles manifest. Creative miracles, you know? Limbs grow back. Creative miracles. The paralyzed walk. The blind see. The deaf have their hearing restored to them. Creative miracles. That's the mission. After this mission, the mission is to pray in and usher in signs and miracles and wonders. Creative miracles. The blind to see, the lame to walk. Creative miracles. Legs, arms, where there were none before. Created miracles, signs, miracles and wonders all done in the name of Jesus. But you see, there's something that you got to do. I told you, you're not in preparatory school anymore. Okay? We done graduated. We done graduated. Now, but there's something you got to do. In your heart, you got to say, send me, Lord. I want to be one of your servants that minister in those signs, in those miracles, in those wonders. I want to be the one that you manifest your glory through, where fingers are replaced, where teeth are replaced. I want to be the one. I want to be the one. I'm going to be the one, God. Send me. Send me. Send me.
I've been praying, waiting for a sign. I've been waiting for the right time. Whoa, I won't wait any longer. In my heart, I'm already there. Get to telling me I'll lose a man out every day. Oh, the time is now. Won't you send me? I'll be the one to send you. I'm ready to leave. I'm giving it all to my last breath. I'll let you call when you say go.
Sending God. God sent Jesus. Jesus sent the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost equips and sends you and I. Praise God. I need at least 8 people to write this down. Maybe I'll give it to you sentence by sentence. I don't know. But here it is. You ready? God's word, incorruptible seed. God's word is incorruptible seed. God's word is incorruptible seed. So, what are you going to use for seed if you don't use God's word? God's word is incorruptible seed. So, what are you going to use for seed if you don't use God's word? Now, here's the last one. God's promises are seeds for a harvest. Yay! You got that? God's word is incorruptible seed. So what are you going to use for seed if you don't use God's word? God's promises are seeds for a harvest. God's promises are seeds for a harvest. Now, I'm excited, ready to go. This is a problem. This is a problem that some of you have. I've seen you do it, and I know it's a problem. Listen to this. Do not overthink the word of God while you are in the expansion procedures of God. I'm going to repeat that. I could say stop overthinking God's word while you are in the expansion procedures of God. You with me? You with me? Now, somebody post the definition of procedure. Up here, post the definition of procedure. A manner of proceeding. A way of performing or affecting something. A series of steps taken to accomplish an end. The kingdom of God works this way. Like planting seed into the ground. So let's look at what Jesus had to say about the kingdom. Mark chapter 4, verse 1 through 20. You know I'm using the Authorized King James Version. And he began again to teach by the seaside. And there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea and on the land, and he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow, and it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up, and some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched. And because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. And Jesus said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12, his disciples, asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. And Jesus said unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? The sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Jesus said, God's kingdom is like a man who plants seed in the ground. The seed begins to grow. It grows night and it grows day. It does not matter whether the man is sleeping or awake. The seed still grows. The man does not know how it happens. Although God knows exactly how it's happening, without any help. God doesn't need any help to make the seed grow. The ground produces grain. Now get this. This is the procedure. First, the plant grows. Then the head, and then all the grain in the head. When the grain is ready, the man cuts it. And this is how we get harvest time. Mark chapter 4, verse 26 through 29. And Jesus said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring up and grow. He knoweth not how, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that, the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he put it in the sickle, because the harvest is come. say, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, help me get this. Right now, wherever you are, I got to get this. I got to get this. You are the one, brothers and sisters, planting the seed. The seed is the incorruptible word of God. You speak it out of your mouth. When you speak the word of God, it is as seed. The word of God goes into the heart. The word of God goes directly into the human spirit. And there the word of God begins to grow and produce. You see, the Bible says in Mark chapter 4, verse 15 through 20, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise, which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. But they have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises, for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and then the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But the Bible says, and these are they which are sown on good ground. They hear the word. They receive the word, hallelujah, and they bring forth fruit. They bring forth fruit. Some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. So much is revealed to us here. You see, the heart of man is the soil or the ground. And this is revealed in the first chapter of Genesis, which contains the law of Genesis. If you can receive understanding of this, it will change your life right now. If you can receive understanding of this, it is changing your life right now. If you can receive understanding of this, the Holy Ghost is beginning to open up the eyes of your understanding in operating through God's ways. The law of seed time and harvest is the procedure, is the process which formed the whole Methodist religion, denomination, the law of seed time and harvest is a process, is a procedure or a method of God. Hallelujah! Jesus said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. God said, and it was so. God said, let the earth bring forth and the earth brought forth the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Look at what God said to Noah after the flood. God made us a promise regarding this earth. Then the Lord said in his heart, God has a heart. We're made in the image and likeness of God. We have a natural heart and we have a spiritual heart. God said, praise God, in his own heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, while the earth remains, get this, glory be to God, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, night and day shall not cease. Brothers and sisters, this is the method. This is the procedure. This is the plan that God has chosen for this planet. And it will be that way as long as this planet is in existence. Seed time and harvest are God's methodology. You see, our genesis is one of God's fixed laws. Everything produces after its kind, and the seed is in itself. That's the way it works in everything. If you give love, you can reap love. If you give tenderness, you will reap tenderness. If you give honor and respect, you will reap honor and respect. Hallelujah. If you give compassion, you will reap compassion. Why? Because the seed is in itself. 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 If you give evilness and negativity, you're going to reap evilness and negativity. You see, God's method is seed time and harvest. It's one of God's fixed laws. Everything produces after its own kind, and the seed is in itself. This is the way it works in everything. This is the way it works. That's why God sent his word. The kingdom of God works this way. Like planting seed into the ground. Jesus said, God's kingdom is like a man who plants seed in the ground. The seed begins to grow. The seed grows night and the seed grows day. It doesn't matter whether the man is sleeping or awake. The seed still grows. The man doesn't know how it happens. God causes the seed to grow and produce the fruit. First, the plant grows. Then the head grows. And then all the grain in the head grows when the grain is ready. The man cuts it. This is the harvest time. God's word is incorruptible. God's promises are seeds for this harvest time. Say it again. Send me, God, into the harvest. Send me. Send me. Send me.
I've been praying, waiting for a sign. I've been waiting for the right time. Whoa, I won't wait any longer. In my heart, I'm already there. Get to telling a move, I'll move from there down every day. Oh, the time is now. Won't you send me? I'll be the one you can send me. I'm ready to leave.
Turning the TV down, drowning their voices out. 'Cause cause I believe that you and me can find some common ground. See, maybe I'm not like you, but I walk a mile in your shoes. If it means I might see the world the way you do. Let's take some time, open our eyes, look and listen. We're gonna find we're more alike than we are different. What would Jesus do? He would love first. He would love first. What would Jesus do? He would love first. Yeah, he would love first. So we should love first. March of kindness, seek revolutionary. Plenty of reasons, take it so ordinary. Turn it around,
I'm gonna